This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. With just 2 days of campaigning left before Election Day in the United States, President Donald Trump and his Democratic challenger, former Vice President Joe Biden, are visiting battleground states on Sunday. President Trump is holding rallies in the hotly contested states of Michigan, Iowa, North Carolina, Georgia, and Florida. Biden is delivering remarks at events in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. On Saturday, President Trump held 4 rallies in cities across Pennsylvania. Trump narrowly won the state in 2016, but polls currently show Biden with a slight advantage in the state this year. National polls are showing Biden with a lead of 7 or 8 percentage points over Trump. According to an average of major polls compiled by the website Real Clear Politics, Biden and Trump are virtually tied in the battleground states of Florida, Arizona, and North Carolina. President trails the former vice president in Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. More than 92 million people had voted as of Saturday. That's well above half the overall 2016 vote count of 138.8 million, according to the U.S. Elections Project. French authorities said a person suspected of firing a hunting gun and seriously wounding a Greek Orthodox priest outside a church in the city of Lyon, France, Saturday is in police custody. Police say the priest was shot twice in the chest at point-blank range and is currently in a serious condition in the hospital. The motive for the attack is still unclear, but it comes after a young Tunisian killed 3 people inside the Notre Dame Basilica in the southern French city of Nice on Thursday, and the beheading of a history teacher near Paris earlier last month. More on this and other stories is at our website, voanews.com. You're listening to VOA News. At least 51 people have been killed and nearly 900 injured by an earthquake that toppled buildings in the Turkish city of Izmir and created sea surges on at least 2 Greek islands. Rescue teams in Turkey early Sunday morning pulled a man alive from the rubble of a collapsed building. The man is believed to have survived for 33 hours under the debris of a residential building that was flattened during the earthquake. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan visited Izmir on Saturday evening, where he promised the government would help victims who lost their homes with temporary housing and rent and start construction of new buildings. The deadly 7.0 earthquake originated from a 250-kilometer fault line off the coast of the Greek island of Samos, streaming across the Aegean Sea that divides Turkey and Greece. Hundreds of aftershocks followed. Iran's daily tally of coronavirus deaths hit a record high of 434 on Sunday. That's according to the health ministry. The head of a top medical body said the actual toll was at least 3 times higher than the official count. The deaths announced by Iran's health ministry take the official toll to 35,298 in the Middle East's worst hit country. The number of confirmed coronavirus cases is now at 620,491. But the head of Iran's medical council has warned that the official death toll is based only on the number of registered patients. He said field surveys in hospitals and cemeteries indicate the real death toll is at least 3 times higher than the official tally. Police in Quebec City early Sunday arrested a man on suspicion of killing 2 people and injuring 5 others in a stabbing rampage on Halloween near the provincial legislature in Quebec City. They say a man in his mid-20s has been arrested in connection with the Halloween night attacks and has been taken to a hospital. Police had earlier warned residents to remain indoors as they hunted for a man dressed in medieval clothing and armed with a bladed weapon who had left multiple victims. A police spokesman said police were first notified of the stabbings near the National Assembly shortly before 10:30 p.m. on Saturday. 5 injured victims were taken to a hospital, and a spokeswoman said their lives do not appear to be in danger. There's no word on a possible motive for the attacks. And in his first public comments on months of protest, Thailand's King Maha Wahiralongkorn expressed his love for protesters who have called for limits to his power. He said, "We love them all the same," speaking to a reporter from Channel 4 News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton from Washington. You're listening to VOA News.